Parking lots around Bank of America Stadium were full of tailgaters as fans prepared for the Panthers' second home game of the season. They came despite 4 days of protests downtown over the police killing of Keith Scott. One fan, who gave his name as John, said he didn't want to miss the game. He said it was a chance for unity.
Sundays have their reputation to bring people together, whether it's in church or sporting events or whatever. So I think it's a great opportunity to bring the community together and all root for a common cause, and that's for a Panther win.
Another fan, John Norman of Charlotte, had mixed feelings about the game itself. He was wearing a Panthers shirt and a Vikings hat. He agreed with John.
I think it's a great, great day today, man. It's really for everybody to come down in harmony.
Crystal White and her family played cornhole in a parking lot, as they do before every game.
No different at all. Nope. Probably the safest game of the year. Hopefully, yeah.
White said she was saddened by the events last week.
My heart breaks for the city, but we'll rise above.
Police and National Guard lined streets leading to Bank of America Stadium, ready for any unrest. Many fans stopped to hug or thank the police as they walked into the stadium.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
And yes, there were protesters, too.
No justice, no peace.
A multiracial crowd of about 100 people locked arms in a circle at an intersection across from the stadium. They chanted, "No justice, no peace," and the name of shooting victim Keith Scott. Police on bicycles and on foot surrounded the protest. Officers in riot gear stood by at a distance, and men with National Football League security badges watched the protest nervously, tapping on smartphones. Some fans saw the protest, but many fans missed it, entering the stadium from a different direction. They were here for a game, which started with the national anthem and fireworks. Outside, protesters kneeled. Inside, no players kneeled, but Panthers safety Marcus Ball raised his fist. Then came a military jet flyover. And then it was game time, just like any other Sunday when the Panthers are in town. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax in Charlotte.